Well, good morning and welcome to another online sermon for Walnut Community Bible Church. My name is Pastor Brett. I am bringing you the message this week. As you guys have probably already seen, we're celebrating our graduates this Sunday. We had that slideshow and some videos of some of our graduates that we have here in our congregation. So I was given the honor to bring kind of a message, not just for our graduates, but for everyone. And this message is kind of focusing more on the graduates when I was putting it together. But we are going to be talking about kind of the concept of our lives as a path. And so what I like to do, if you've ever heard me preach before, I enjoy painting pictures in people's minds. That's kind of how I teach. It's just the way I do things. So that's what we're going to do today. So before we even start with that, I'm going to pray real quick and then we'll get started. So if you'll pray with me. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this message. And I just thank you for the opportunity to bring God's word into the homes of our churchgoers and even people who aren't part of our church, Lord. I just thank you that you give us the ability to continue to learn more about you and to spread your word in ways that back then people had no idea this was going to be a thing. But Lord, you have the capability of bringing your message to anybody and everybody. So we thank you for that, and I pray that pray over this message that that it's the message that you want to be heard. And so we lift all these things up in Jesus' name. Amen. So starting with this concept of a path, I'm going to paint this picture in your head. So you need to imagine a path that you're walking down. Normally, most paths in our lives are already made. When you're walking down a path, you see it ahead of you and you walk down it. We don't build the path as we go. God actually is the one who lays out our path of our lives for us. And for example, we're going to look, if you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 16. And we're going to start at verse 11. We're going to stay in the book of Psalms for a little bit here. We're going to look at a couple examples. So starting Psalm 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. You'll fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Now, if you turn with me to Psalm 23, starting at verse 3, it says, He guides me along the right paths for his namesake. Another example of God creating a path in our lives. And finally, we're going to look at Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. So God lays out our paths for us. They're already laid out. He's not building them as we go. It's already out there for us to walk down. Now, if we were perfect, we'd follow that path with no variations. We wouldn't go off the path and take some detour. Unfortunately, being humans and being a fallen race, we're not perfect. And we do take detours. There are things that happen in our lives all the time that cause us to walk off of the path that God has made for us. Life is full of uncertainties, and the first example that comes to my mind right now is this coronavirus. No one really saw this coming, and when it happened, a lot of us didn't really know what to do. And that's kind of why we're doing this message online right now. This is kind of a varying path. Life kind of throws us curveballs all the time. Another example, you know, imagine you're in high school, you're filling out you're filling out applications. That's what it's called. You're filling out an application to your dream school, and you got really good grades, and you're looking forward to it. And you get that letter, and you don't get in. Kind of takes a different path. Maybe you have to go to a different school. Maybe you have to go to a two-year. Stuff like that happens. Life is full of uncertainties. A couple examples from my life. Uncertainties, these detours, they don't have to be bad. They can be good. Kind of example, I kind of shared this last time I preached. When I was in high school, I wanted to go into education. I wanted to be a elementary school teacher. And that's what I thought I was going to do. I was going to go to a four-year, and I was going to get my degree in teaching. Well, the summer after I graduated, I was invited to help at a VBS at the church. I've told the story before, but kind of to summarize, God really spoke to me. He kind of took me off the path that I thought I was walking down, and he picked me up and put me on his path. And so now what I want to do with my life is youth ministry. I want to be working with these kids, bringing God's word to these children. That's kind of my example of a good detour God put me on to get back onto his path. And then the other end, we have, you know, the examples like the coronavirus and everything. I personally, something more recent that happened to me, I ironically ended up working in a school as a teacher's aide. And my drive was more that youth ministry, just trying to get to know these kids, build these relationships with these kids, and, you know, making sure that God, that they know that God loves them. Well, probably about 2 years ago, I decided that I was going to quit that job, and I actually went to a kind of a factory job, and that was a very, it was not a part of the path that I expected, and I couldn't see ahead of me what was going to happen, and I went into kind of a dark, just a longing to get back to what I wanted to do. God has a funny way of making these bad situations, what we think are bad situations, these detours, these curveballs in life, he has a funny way of turning them into something amazing. Not too long after I started that job over at the distribution center, I got to talking with the church here, and well, I got offered a job as the youth pastor, and the congregation voted, yes, we're going to have him as youth pastor. And so I got to come back to what I love to do and do even more than what I was previously doing. I got to be put in a position where I can work with these kids, and people know, hey, this guy is going to come in, he's going to work with these kids, he's going to teach them about God. And it has been an amazing road that I've been down. But that's just my personal examples of having detours that can look good and be good, and examples that can look bad and turn into something amazing. And I feel that God is going to use all of these things for his glory. So back to this imagery. You're walking down the path. You hit one of these detours. Maybe it's something bad. Maybe it's something good. You're going down this detour, and maybe you can't really see what's coming. You don't know the end result. You're unsure. When you're unsure about the path you're walking down, you got to think, who made this path? And then you think, God. God made this path. And if God made this path, you can trust that this path is going to bring you somewhere that God wants you. It may not be the way you think it's going to be, but God's going to bring you right where he wants you. So we need to trust God that he's going to guide us down the right path. Even if we take a step off and start going a different direction, God's going to use that and help us come back to the path he's laid out for us. So I'm going to read a passage real quick, looking at Romans talking about these detours in life, we're looking at Romans 5, starting at verse 3. So, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So what this is saying, even though the path, the detour we may take may lead to suffering, I know when I was in that dark place, it felt terrible. I wouldn't say I was suffering, but I would say that I was in a very bad place in my life, and I felt powerless. I couldn't see what God was going to do. Most likely, you won't see what God's going to do until it's already happened. Usually what happens is we look back and we see, wow, God has really used that situation to build us, to produce perseverance and character and build us up with hope. Just like it says here in Romans. Recently, I've been doing some Cool Kids lessons. Cool Kids is kind of our after-school thing, and that was another thing that kind of took a detour when this whole pandemic started. We had to stop meeting in person and start doing video recordings, kind of like this sermon. That was hard. That was really hard, because I really did enjoy hanging out with those kids, getting to know them, and getting to share the Word of God with them. But I bring that up because that was one of those detours that I had no idea what was going to happen. I didn't know how I was going to reach them, but then God put something in my mind that, you know what, I have access to the internet. I have access to a video camera, and I started doing video recordings for these cool kids. You see, as humans, we enjoy each other's company. And right now, it's harder to come by. Our fellowship seems to be a little lacking just because there are things that are going on that aren't allowing us to meet. And that's hard. God made us to be able to fellowship with each other and with Him. And when one of those is taken away, a lot of distractions, a lot of these detours come up. I know, just from personal examples, it was so much easier to forget to do a lesson for the cool kids. Because, you know what? I'm not there. I have time. I want to cut back on it. That's just one of those things that we can't see coming. But kind of get back on track here. The reason I brought up Cool Kids, we recently did a lesson on running the race there in Philippians. We did a whole study on the book of Philippians and, you know, talking about the path that God's laid out for us. It seems to fit right in with running this race. And so I'm going to read a little excerpt from a book. It's called Run the Race. It's by Bill Hybels. And I'm just going to read a little excerpt from it. It's called Joy in Community. And here's what it says. Over my years as a follower of Christ, I've grown to put a great deal of importance on what I call leadings from God. These spiritual leadings happen when you are in tune with the Holy Spirit and are fully devoted to Christ. These leadings come when you are growing in the Word, prayer, and fellowship. To hear God's still small voice, you need to create a quiet center in your life that makes a place for Him. Through these leadings, you gain guidance and direction from God. These leadings are rarely audible. I have never had a leading from God that I've heard with my ears. I refer to them as more as impressions on my spirit. When I journal, pray, and seek God, He will sometimes impress an individual's name on my mind. that I know I need to give that person a call or send a note of encouragement. Or there might be some facet of my own growth as a follower of Christ that is out of balance. God, by a quiet leading of His Holy Spirit, will bring it to my attention and call me to confession and a changed life. So God has these leadings. To go back to the illustration, these are these detours. And that excerpt goes a little further. It talks about how he walks by one of his coworkers' offices, and he just has this prompting, this leading, something he normally wouldn't do. He had this prompting to stop and talk to this guy, and it turned out this guy had been struggling. He had just lost his mother to cancer, and, you know, he didn't reach out to anybody, but God prompted this man to stop and talk to him and bring God's word into his life. And it's an amazing thing. We can be walking down the path that we think we have set in front of us, and God can stop you on a dime, change things for the better. Kind of the big part with that is we need to listen. And so, for the graduates of 2020, for all of us, I encourage you to continue to walk down that path. That path that God has put out in front of you. When you hear these leadings, when you feel that still small voice talking to you saying, hey, you need to do this. You need to reach out to this person. You need to stop, slow down, listen to what God has to say. Because what God has in plan in store for you, it's going to be a lot better than anything that you can come up with. And so kind of my word of encouragement for you graduates of 2020, I implore you to seek God. I implore you to listen to that small voice and to reach out to people. Do things that you may not always be 100% comfortable with, but you feel God is pressing your spirit. I need to do this. I need to talk to this person. I need to go here. I encourage you to reach out and to hang on to those. I have a poem that every time I talk about, it seems like any time I talk about paths or running the race or anything, this poem always comes to mind. It's called Footprints in the Sand. And I wanna read it to you to encourage you. And so here it is. This is Footprints in the Sand. So one night I dreamed a dream, as I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that many times along the path, actually, at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never ever during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Our paths in our lives can take us to some pretty dark places. But we have a Lord, a God who loves us so much that when we are at our lowest, at our saddest, when we can't continue to walk down that path, when our legs are so exhausted that we can't take another step, God doesn't just leave us in the dust. He doesn't continue down the path without us. He picks us up, and he carries us. He helps us finish the race. He helps us get back on the path. And so, class of 2020, whether you've graduated 8th grade, high school, or college, I encourage you that no matter what life will throw you, no matter what comes along the path, no matter how many times you detour off of the path, just know that God will be there with you every step of the way. He will carry you, he will guide you back to his path, and he will love you no matter what. He can do some amazing things, even to the person who's so far off the path that they can't even see it anymore. He can do amazing things with those people. He uses those people to bring him glory. And so I implore you to continue to walk down God's path. I cannot wait to see each and every one of you when this kind of detour that we're taking right now comes back to his path. I cannot wait to fellowship with each and every one of you. I just hope that you're all encouraged by this message. I just hope that pretty soon here things will start to look normal again. So with that, I'll see you next time.